Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as it is, you know, I like to take these the beginning of the week and the end of the week, and I like to find out what's going on in the wonderful world of Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here. Anything you'd like to start off with?
Well, let's start with this one, because I think I already know the answer to this, but I want to know, what does Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson change?
Well, the short answer is that she doesn't really change a whole lot. But the thing is with Justice newly minted, she just got sworn in a couple days ago, Justice Brown, is that she is a committed leftist. And I think her writings, there's hardly anyone who would disagree with that assessment. And so she's replacing another committed leftist, what I would call long-term progressive, Justice Stephen Breyer. And so there isn't going to be a large amount of change, at least initially, because ideologically, she's only replacing somebody who has been very close to her political ideology on the bench. Right now, we have six mostly conservative, originalist, and textualist justices on the court, although I argue that Justice Roberts has wavered a lot, and Justice Kavanaugh shows some indication of that as well. And then we have three committed progressive justices on court. And Justice Breyer was one of those. And Justice Brown will replace him. So it won't make all that much difference. The big difference, of course, is that she's 35 years younger, roughly.
Sure.
Than Justice Breyer. So there's a good chance he will spend another 35 years on the Supreme Court and have impact on decisions from now on until she either leaves the court or the court is disbanded or destroyed. I would not generally have said those words, even as late as 5 years ago. But we have seen such enormous attacks on the integrity of the court and on the image of the court by leftists today that I am not willing to say for certain that the court will be here in 35 years. I hope it will be here. I hope we maintain our republic for that long time and longer, but the philosophy that Justice Brown supports is essentially progressivism, and progressivism holds that limits on government power are bad. They're bad things because there's all these wonderful things that government can do if we just give it enough power. I mean, that's the progressive philosophy. It's exactly opposite of what the philosophy of natural rights is, which the Constitution was based on, and that was based on an idea that people can't be relied upon. People tend to be corrupted, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they lust after power, they lust after money and everything else. And so you have to put limits on government, because no matter what people you put in government, they're likely to do bad things. So you give them too much power and they will do a lot of very bad things. Well, progressivism says, no, if we just put the right people in power, they won't do bad stuff. They'll only do wonderful good stuff. But I think, historically, they're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You had very progressive people in charged with Lenin in Russia, and they did very bad things. And then Stalin got in charge, and he did even worse. Mao would have been considered very progressive. Pol Pot was very progressive. Venezuela, how many American presidents have we had that spoke of how wonderful the Venezuelan president was because he brought about the revolution there? And ever since, Venezuela has gone downhill into worse and worse situations, and until we're in a situation where they're eating their zoo animals and their ability to produce petroleum, their main source of income, has fallen enormously. I mean, and that's just what you see with these governments that have infinite amount of power. Well, infinite is incorrect, because only God has infinite power, but their power is not limited by their system. It's only limited by the physical ability of them to exert power. And so if we continue, we have two courses in front of us, it appears to me. Either we can work with the vision of the Constitution as it was designed to do, in which some things are the federal government and even state governments are not allowed to do. They're not allowed to touch certain things. And one of those is the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It's off the table. You cannot take away that right from most of the people most of the time. I mean, that's not supposed to be allowed. Now, we have a few states where it's been done. New York and California come to mind. New Jersey, Maryland, Hawaii. And so, for the first time in about 88 years, we have a majority of people on the bench in the Supreme Court who actually believe the Constitution means something and it should be enforced in the way it was designed to be enforced. And then we have three people on the court who say, no, just look at all these wonderful things we could do if we just didn't have to worry about government power being limited. And if you read the last four bombshell Supreme Court decisions, the Mississippi case on abortion, of course, Bruin about the Second Amendment, the EPA versus West Virginia case, and I forget the name of the case from Texas where the pastor was told that, yes, the government can't infringe, cannot stop you from exercising religion. And those cases are all about limiting government power and maintaining the structure that the Constitution created so that we have a stable government where power is limited. And so either we continue electing more people like the current President Biden, who believes that the solution to everything is always more government power.
Hang on right there. This article got published Sunday. July the 3rd. So it is at MLN.com with well over 2,000 others by just Dean by himself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. talking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. What was it change? Probably, I guess the only thing that it changes is just the length of time that that particular justice, associate justice seat is held by a progressive. Is that what it changes?
That's pretty much it. And then we have this choice. If we continue electing people who want more of progressive government, we'll get more associate justices like Ketanji Brown. And if we manage to elect people who believe in constitutional government, we'll get more people like President Trump and presumably the now constitutional originalist majority on the court will be maintained. So it's a choice, and it's pretty much up to the voters. And we, you and I think, hope to educate voters so they can make an informed decision.
Man, you know, sometimes when you look at certain things, it sort of makes me think that certain people don't want to be educated. Although, I'm waiting to see now what comes out of Chicago.
Yes, that'll be very interesting.
Well, because they've got red flag laws in place in Chicago, and this guy, despite all of his stuff that he was posting and his videos and everything that he was putting up and everything else, he didn't get a red flag.
That's
supposedly,
correct.
Supposedly he had a whole lot. He had quite a few guns, not just the one he used, but quite a few at home. And, you know, it was obviously premeditated, and he's been passing background checks. So, I mean, failure on gun control on every front.
And Highland Park, as I understand, has a ban on rifles that have a magazine of more than 10 rounds. And
yep.
I think on semi-automatic rifles that hold a magazine more than 10 rounds. So somehow he managed to violate numerous gun laws.
Yep.
In creating this dastardly multiple murder.
Yep. And, you know, now they're going to be out there, and I'm sure they'll be... I don't know. I'm presuming that everything... They're saying that everything he bought legally. And it makes me wonder if there's other parts of Illinois where semi-automatic rifles are legal because,
I'm sure,
you know, in Illinois is the home of Springfield Armory and Rock River. So I would just think somewhere there they might be selling the things. And so if they're going to have that kind of patchwork of gun control within the state itself, isn't that sort of opening up? Don't they need to learn how to manage their expectations a little more?
Well, the idea that you can prevent these mass killings with gun control is ludicrous. I don't think it was even a year ago that we had that mass murder in just outside of Milwaukee. It was maybe a couple people less. I think four people killed and quite a large number injured by a felon who was out on bail who used his girlfriend's car as the weapon.
Right.
And this person in Illinois at Highland Park had a vehicle, and it was a parade. It strikes me he could have used his car as a weapon and got about the same casualty count. So the idea that you go after the weapon and that stops it is just not reasonable. People want quick, easy solutions. And the people that peddle quick, easy solutions look at guns because it's a quick, easy solution, unfortunately, that does not work. So, the idea that you have a patchwork of gun laws doesn't bother me too much. What bothers me is that the Highland Park law is still in effect. It will be challenged shortly because I don't believe that a ban on magazines with a capacity of more than 10 rounds is constitutional. And our form of government takes certain things off the table. Governments are not allowed in the United States to do certain things. And banning magazines with more than 10 rounds is one of those, unless you want to go through the process of amending the Constitution, which you are free to attempt to do.
Well, I guess we're going to see. I mean, in the interim, I'm waiting, and it's starting to happen. I saw that Kathy Hochul got asked this because she got asked by one of the local news people about gun permits. Why are you wanting to go after the people with gun permits? Because aren't they the most law-abiding of anybody out there?
Exactly, correct.
And she said, do you have any data indicating that people with gun permits are the problem? And she said, Kathy Hochul said, well, I don't think I have to have that. My job is to protect New York. And it's the same job that, old Lori Lightfoot would get out there and claim, my job is to safeguard Chicago.
Yeah, I don't.
And Pritzker, I mean, all these guys that are out there protecting things, they're not protecting anything because what they're doing is they're going after the law abiding.
Correct.
They're not going after the criminal. And in the same breath, now doesn't Illinois have bail reform?
I'm not sure.
I think Chicago does. They definitely have Kim Fox.
Right.
They have Kim Fox. So I mean,
correct.
While they're out there doing all this stuff and all these other things about the law abiding, they're letting the criminals, you know, why would a criminal get out there and change his avocation? He's just going, well, you know, I basically got to get out of jail free card. All I have to do is not get shot by a cop.
I think that we should mention that the major driver, it appears, of these mass murders is not guns or cars or me. It's media contagion. That the media pushes people into believing that if they will get fame and fortune, well, maybe not fortune, but they will live forever in fame or infamy if they can kill sufficient number of people in a mass manner. And normally or very commonly, we've seen it many times, once you have one of these and it's pushed by the media into worldwide significance, you get a cluster of them. You get copycats who are attempting to gain their own share of fame.
I'll tell you
and what. That's why we get these clusters.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side. Coming up on the next break, this article, which is leading off of this, is you can find this at amoland.com, along with 2,000 plus others, just by Dean Weingarten alone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. Lake County, Illinois Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd.
During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Covelli adding a seventh person died in the hospital today. Gas prices are falling for the third week in a row. They've declined for 21 straight days, and the current national average is $4.80 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. A dangerous heat wave will roast millions of Americans across the plains and Midwest this week. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. Police have taken a person of interest into custody after at least six people were killed and more than two dozen were injured during a shooting at a 4th of July parade outside Chicago on Monday. President Biden says he will continue to combat gun violence. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says guns shouldn't be blamed.
And so President Biden just wants to keep talking about gun control because that's the knee-jerk reaction of the left. This isn't a guy who used to believe in that. But unfortunately, here we are. We need to deal with the issues of mental health. We've got to bring people back to understanding that when you commit a crime, you have to be held accountable. That's not happening in New York.
Law enforcement saying the male suspect may have left the scene in female clothes. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about certain things that we might think are precipitators of this. Let me tell you one thing that the acceleration we've had recently. And I've been around this. I haven't been doing this as much long as you have, but I've been around this for 10 years. So, I mean, this seems, the acceleration we have right now seems a little more dense. And I want to give you my take on what I think this is. So, our last three rampage killers, the eldest has been 21. And all of them, the one thing they all have in common, and the one thing that is different now than it was a while ago, was a two-year-long COVID lockdown.
Ah.
And like with the Buffalo shooter and the Uvalde shooter, they were both 16 when that happened. So whatever might have been, and that's not to say they might not have had something going on prior to that. I'm just sure that what, you know, when you exist in a situation like that to where that kind of stuff is happening to you, and then you get locked away, and you get to live your life online, this is not, without that socialization, I kind of think it sort of exacerbates the problem. So
it might.
Yeah.
That is certainly a possibility.
Yeah. And my thought
is, I wouldn't say no.
My thought is that we're going to see more of this. And we're going to see more young people doing it.
Well, you're incorrect, but that is very likely because of this contagion effect. The more you get, the more you accelerate people or push people into this belief structure.
Yeah. So that's my fear. Now, and the other thing I think we're going to see, and it's going to be one of the most horrible ways to make a point imaginable. But do we know how gun-free Highland is, Highland Park?
I don't know. I know that it is it's a suburb of Chicago.
Right.
I believe it has stricter gun laws than Chicago does itself, which is pushing. And it's an upscale community, from what I understand.
Oh yeah, they used to film all of the 80s and 90s kid movies were filmed in Highland Park.
So, does that mean that they are going to have more violence? I don't know, but it indicates that they probably are susceptible to this propaganda that the problem is a problem with guns and not a problem with cultural set and bringing people up well. So it's hard to say if it's only guns, but they have been one of the geographical hotspots for pushing for more restrictions on Second Amendment rights.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, the reason I'm asking that is that I think in these gun-free zones, where these kids today, they're a little more technologically sophisticated than we were, say, in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, without a doubt.
And so they understand what it means when you're looking for an opportunity. They understand how to look for an opportunity.
Well, I attended the conference a few weeks ago in which Ed Monk, a friend of mine, was pontificating about mass murder by shooting. And his prediction, sadly, came true. He said, we are going to have more of these mass killings where the shooter takes advantage of a height differential. And then we had this situation in Illinois. So he was exactly correct. And by his prediction, there will probably be more of those because it's harder for responders to respond immediately.
Right.
Would you like to talk about next?
Well, we got a few minutes. We got about less than four left in this segment. Let's talk about using drones to smuggle guns into Canada.
We're thinking in the same direction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting situation, and we're seeing this wherever we have an international border. The smugglers are starting to use small drones to smuggle small quantities across the border at relatively small risk. Now, you may only be able to move with a small commercial drone, 10, 11 pounds at a time, but there's very little risk to it, because the drone doesn't have a person right with it, usually. In this case, the one that I was talking about that happened in up in Michigan near the Ontario border, there was somebody on the Canadian side that was apparently controlling the drone and trying to bring it down, and he got interrupted by a neighbor that opened the door, and, the drone ended up in a tree. And then the police came later and they found the drone, and it had, I believe, 11 handguns. And it was in this tree. And they had a picture of one of the handguns, and it was
that must have been some
contact block.
That must have been some drone. Because most drones, I've got two. And the biggest drone I've got will not pick up a half a gallon of anything. It will not fly with a half gallon of anything.
You can, I've seen advertisements for these drones that are in the neighborhood of $5,000
to
$20,000. Yep. And they'll carry, well, this one, it says, I'm looking at the article, and said it would carry up to 10 kilograms, 22 pounds.
Yeah.
And travel about a mile and back. So, that's pretty easy to do small quantities. I mean, that's enough for 11 handguns. And if you're making $1,000 or $2,000 profit on each handgun, you know, $10,000 profit for a couple days' work is not too bad.
Not too bad.
And we see them. I've been reliably informed by people who should know that they're used regularly here on the border for a variety of things. But there are low-tech solutions to the same kind of thing. One of my contacts told me that they would routinely see water balloon slingshots used to move small quantities of drugs across the border. And people would be on the other side. They'd watch this thing in a ballistic arc come over the border and over the fence, and then they'd pick it up and go. Drones are more versatile. They can travel a little further.
Yep.
But on this border with Canada, it's about a mile wide river there, half a mile to a mile, depends where you are. And I think a half a mile or less, because this drone could have gotten there and gone back.
Tell you what.
But anybody with a kayak could do the same thing.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to talk about drone smuggling when we get back. This article is one of 2,000 plus that you can find at amoland.com that is written by Dean Weingarten. Dean Weingarten is but one of the prolific authors there, although he is the most prolific. Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And we've been talking about smuggling, the various ways they do smuggle guns and everything. I'm surprised about the water balloon slingshot thing.
For launch a small handgun 100 yards without trouble.
Really?
Wrap it in a little bit of foam to prevent damage upon impact, and it's a pretty good way to get a small
That's how far it'll launch one 100 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I was thinking maybe 30 or 40, but not. Of course, that tells you how many water balloons I've launched with a big rubber band.
Well, you know, and it depends. If you put a framework on them so that you can control them, you can get further distance easier. If you just have a couple of people holding the ends, it's harder to get maximum range.
So
they use them kind of like an old trebuchet or one of the various types of mechanical rock-throwing devices that were used in the Middle Ages.
Catapulting it. So let's talk about this just simply because I find this quite humorous, given what I have seen in back countries with snowmobiles, which I would imagine New Hampshire has lots of snowmobiles.
Yeah, they do. They get a fair amount of snow.
I've seen video where, like, a guy will be on a snowmobile, and then he'll come up on a young moose in the middle of a snowmobile path, and the young moose will come up and stomp him 5 or 6 times in the chest, which I don't know how he survives that. But then he pulls out a gun and kills the moose, which I think is a very, very equal but opposite reaction.
Well, I've seen and written about at least one of those, and the one that I saw, the moose attempted to get at the guy, but he was, and I'm not sure, it might have been a woman.
Right.
The person who did the shooting was behind the snowmobile and had a little bit of cover that way. And moose are large animals, and
right,
they have long legs, and they can inflict deadly damage very quickly and very easily. I mean, that's a huge amount of weight and speed, and their hooves are relatively not perfectly sharp, but they're not, you know, just round fuzzy balls either.
They can beat you to death. They can stomp you to death.
Yeah,
so, and right, in New Hampshire, what is the incidence of? Do they have apex predators up there? They got black bear.
They have black bears, which, of course, in the winter tend to be hibernating, but they do have, and they have some moose. not a lot, but they occasionally get some from Maine in. But there are people who hunt from snowmobiles, and there are people who want to protect themselves from the most efficient and deadly predator of all, which is other humans.
Right.
And so, and it's their right under the law in both the United States and New Hampshire to carry a firearm for self-defense. And in New Hampshire, when they passed their constitutional carry bill in 2017, just by the way the sausage making of legislation occurs, they neglected to put in a section which would repeal this law, which outlawed the carrying of loaded pistols or revolvers without a permit on snowmobiles or off-the-road vehicles.
Right.
And so they've been trying to overcome that oversight for about 6 years. Well, 5 years, I guess. And this year they managed to do it. And about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, the current governor of New Hampshire, Governor Sununu, vetoed a bill that would have repealed this law. I mean, the law that banned the carry on snowmobiles. And he said, if you send me a clean law, there were some other parts of the law that he disagreed with, send me a clean bill, I will sign it.
Right.
And just a few days ago, on, well, I guess about 2 weeks now, 17 June, of on a Friday, he signed the bill, which was HB 1636. And so he fulfilled his promise from a couple years ago and did what he said he would do, and that's always laudable. He was not a great supporter of the bill. He didn't push to get it through, but when it came to his desk, he did sign it. And I had talked to the sponsor of the bill, I believe it's Representative Burt, and he was very helpful, great guy to talk to. I really enjoyed talking to him, and he's a citizen representative there. They don't have very large districts in New Hampshire. I think each representative, you know, represents about 1,500 people or so, maybe 15,000. No, at most it'd be 15,000. And so he's very close to the people. He answered the phone right off, and he said, yeah, I've been working on this for 6 years. You know, I'm hoping we can get it through. And it did go through, and it has been signed, and it removes another one of those multitude of infringements that have been passed enacted by legislators over the last years, I would say over about the last 50, 60 years of progressive dominance in American politics. And now we finally seem to be moving a bit away from all that progressive legislation as we are being regulated to death.
Yeah. You know, the question that comes up in my mind, though, is did they not know when they were passing this forward, and the first time they passed it forward, did they not know? I mean, wasn't it sort of out there what the governor would and wouldn't do? Didn't he sort of put that out there? Isn't it sort of, they sound like a very legislative,
back and forth, and it's not always clear, and
yeah.
They wanted to get more done a couple of years ago, and this is how we work things in America. It's a slow process, it takes a lot of time, not guaranteed, and it's really not very efficient. It just happens to be better than just about any other one in the world.
Right.
So.
Which makes you weep for the rest of the world, doesn't it?
It does, because we see these draconian edicts inflicted upon people around the world just at the whim of a dictator over and over again, and they almost always do far more harm than they do good.
Right. Just makes me wonder. I mean, I don't know.
We have the structure to limit our government, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. The legislative branch and the legislative bodies, I mean, they have all these groups, all these special interest groups, in which gun, the pro-gun side is a special interest group. And they don't seem very interested in actually doing any fact-finding when they do something, and they certainly aren't interested in dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And even on the good, even when we're having a good day, I mean, the Heller decision was a, it was full of holes when they, as soon as they handed it down, it was full of holes because they seized, because leftists are always going to seize on anything they can to further their thing. And they're, oh, reasonable regulation. You got it, baby. We're going to reasonably regulate them out of business. You know,
yeah,
and
exactly, correct.
Finally, with the Bruin case, we have some actual clear cut, very clear language as to what you can and can't do, and guidance on the way you're supposed to look at these things, and we'll see how that gets pushed. But before we run out of time,
God for Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, the black white supremacist.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, you're going to be around on Friday afternoon, you think?
I intend to be, and it's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Ah, well, it's always my pleasure to have you. It's always a good load of information we get of a type that we can't get anywhere else. That is what Dean specializes in. He's got well over 2,000 articles, just like the one we just referenced about the New Hampshire off-road carry. So go check that out, ammoland.com. I'll be back here in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.